啊，早上好，弟兄姐妹。
As we follow Jesus in our daily life,
当我每天就是跟随的耶稣。
We must show we belong to the kingdom of God.
我们是属于神国的子民。
That's a distinct difference between the children of the kingdom of God.And the worldly point of view.
那这是就是属于神国的子民跟就是世界上的人不一样的地方。
Children of God means we follow Jesus.
神的子民就是说我们是跟随耶稣的。
It means to be Christ-like.
就是我们要有耶稣的样式。
As versus to be like the world.
就是跟世界上的人是不同的。
The most important thing is to our mindset to be a Christian.
最重要的是我们的心思意念。
The Romans chapter 8 talking about we must live according to what the Spirit desires.
那在罗马书呢也讲到就是我们要按着就是圣灵行事。
If we do that, our mindset is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们那么做的话呢我们的心思意念就是被圣灵所来掌控制。
The Christ Spirit.
就是基督的灵。
We will have life and peace and happiness. Not only in this life, in the life to come to.
就在我们现在所有的世上，在世上跟之后将来，我们都会有神安息和平安。
To be Christ-like means how to think like Jesus.
那就是有学习基督样式，就是我们要知道神怎么想，要学怎么做。
The French philosopher, Rene Descartes talking about "I think, therefore I am."
那这个法国的哲学家呢，他就说，就是我这样想，我就是。
And the Bible said we become.What we think about all day long.
那我甚至也说，就是我们会成为我们自己想要成为的那个样式。
That's in Proverbs 4:23.
That's in what? Sorry. Which book?
Proverbs 4:23.
Proverbs. Okay, 那是在那个箴言。箴言书。
4:23 talk about as you think, so shall ye be.
箴言第四章第三十二十六节，就是你想的，
yeah,
你就会成。
对，So important thing is has to be careful how we think because we'll become what we think about all day long.
所以我们就要很小心我们心里所想的。
And fortunately, as a Christian, we have the mind of Christ.
那很感恩的是，就是我们作为基督徒，我们就是有基督的心思意念。
Let's look at some Bible. The first thing is let's look at First Corinthians.
那我们先打开哥林多前书。
Chapter 2, 16.
第二章十六节。
Anna can read in Chinese, it's okay.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
Okay. So, one of the gifts as a Christian is that God gave we the mind of Christ.
必须要有基督的心。
It's the gift from God.
是从神而来的。
When he gave us the Holy Spirit.
当他给圣灵给我们的时候。
And that's why in chapter 2, verse 12 is you're talking about we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God.
所以在这个哥林多前书第二章十二节他说我们所领受的不是世上的灵乃是从神而来的灵。
So that we may understand what God has freely given us.
所以我们可以知道神给开恩赐给我们的事。
That is a tremendous gift. It's an eternal spiritual gift, which Monday can apply.
这是一个非常大的一个属灵的恩赐，是钱不可以买来的。
With this mindset, we understand why Jesus is talking about the way the character of a Christian is about godliness.
就是通过这样子的我们才知道就是耶稣所讲的怎么样成为圣洁的人。
So we turn to also 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
那我们同样打开哥林多前书第一章。
Chapter 1 and 27.
第27节。
I end again with that.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧又拣选了世上软弱的叫那刚强的羞愧神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的为要废弃那有的使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
Okay.
You want me to come?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Means God elect and chose the weak.
那就是神拣选了软弱的
The lowly one、
在地上是低贱的、
Even the、poor one, the foolish one
甚至是贫穷的愚拙的、
God chose them because of the grace of God That is who God is He is always with the poor and gave themWhat they don't have in Jesus Christ.
那这就是神的拣选，他就是拣选那些软弱的、贫穷的，因为他都永远都是与这些软弱、贫穷的人同在。
That's why verse 30 talking about in Christ, Jesus Christ become our wisdom.
那所以说三十章他就三十节他就讲到，就是神使我们使他成了我们的智慧，圣洁、公义。
And verse 24 is Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
那24节也讲到就是基督作为神的能力神的智慧。
So in Christ, actually, we not becoming weak or lowly. We becoming strong and, proud of God.
那我们在基督里呢我们就不会是软弱的愚拙的而是我们会成为有能力的有智慧的。
So how to think like Jesus, we must turn to the teaching of Jesus.
那我们怎么能学基督的样式呢我们就必须来翻开就看一下耶稣是怎么教导我们的。
So we turn back to the teaching of Jesus Christ. The most important is the Sermon on the Mount.
那我们就重新回到就是耶稣的教导最重要的就是他在山上的那个讲的那个诫命不是就是那个八福是吗
Chapter 5, yeah, the Beatitudes, 八福
yeah, 八福马太第五章
verse 1 to verse 11,
马太福音第五章一到十一节
Then 13 and 14 and 17.
还有13节、14节、17节。
And then finally, we'll read verse 27, 29, and 20, and 30.
那我们还要读27、28、29、30节。
With the background information, we just talk about God gave us the understanding, the mind of Christ. Now we can understand the beatitudes.
那我们就是先要有，就是基督给我们的灵，让我们能够来去理解这个八福，天国的八福。
To be Christ-like is to be with this eight characters of God. How to think like Jesus, how to think about this eight character, eight beatitudes.
那有学耶稣基督的样式呢，我们就必须先有这八个基本就是那个素质，就是这八福里所讲的这八种素质。
Okay, let's Anna, can you read that?
Okay, yeah,
that's okay. The whole thing is okay.
给耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足，怜悯人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Okay, we'll con, yeah, 13,
14,
16, 13 to 16.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。Do you want me to?
Finally, the 27. Yeah, 27.
Okay, okay. 你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。若是你的右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Okay, now when we look at this message, when Jesus sitting down on the hill, facing the Lake of Galilee.
那我们就想到，就是耶稣坐在这个山上，对着加利利。
Yeah, the teaching position is sitting down at that time, from the teacher to the student or to the disciples.
那当时就是教导，就是坐下来，然后对着门徒，对着众人讲。
There's at least probably 4,000, 5,000, 60,000, at least thousands of people there.
嗯，那大概肯定有上千的人。
And that is very nice environment there.
那就是那个环境肯定是很好。
But the message of Jesus is radical, is totally out of this world.
但是耶稣的这个讲道是非常震撼，就是不是这个世界上的教导。
Jesus talking about how to think like a follower of Christ, how to think like Jesus, how to think like God.
那耶稣的教导就是教导我们如何以基督的想法来想，或者是有神的心来想这个世，让这个世界。
In God's kingdom, we'll find a happiness which will transcend all the worldly conditions.
那在神里边呢，我们就会有从神而来的喜乐，超过这个世界上一切的忧虑。
The kingdom of God is, you're talking about here, is blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. Right away, it goes to the kingdom of heaven.
那在这里就讲了，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。这里讲到天国。
That's verse 3.
第三节。
Now, the translation, actually is not very good. The original translation in Hebrew is not blessed are the poor in spirit.
那这个翻译并不是很好，就是这里讲到虚心，就是 poor in spirit, 但是在原文呢，原本希腊文不是希伯来文的翻译是
The original, the meaning is that the not blessed is eternally blessed.
那这个讲到就是有福了，就是其实是讲的是永恒的有福，就是永远的，就是来世的。
Is another translation is to be congratulated. Blessed it means to be congratulated eternally.
那也可以说是被祝贺的，被庆祝，就是你已经永远的得到了这个福分。
Or to be happy eternally.
或者是说永恒的得到了幸福快乐。
So here is talking about a lasting blessing, not the blessed means in Old Testament means usually in this life, spiritually and physically, but he is talking about eternal blessing.
那很多时候我们讲到被蒙福，可能是当时今世的蒙福，但是这里讲的是永恒的、永久的、来今生来世的。
He is talking about eternal abundance are the poor in spirit.
所以讲到这个就是永恒的祝福是给那些虚心的人。
There are three kinds of poor situation.
那有三种不同，就是这个虚心在英文里讲的是贫穷，所以有三种不同的贫穷。
In Luke, you're talking about real poverty.
那在路加有讲到是真正的是物质上的贫穷。
In here, Matthew talking aboutThe poor, in terms of the, their earthly, possession.
那在这个马太也是讲到，就是贫穷是指真的在物质上的贫穷。
This is the first kind is the really poor people in this world. As a Christian.
这就是这第一种人，就是在世界上基督徒真的是贫穷的，物质上贫穷的基督徒。
The second kind of is the people who are poor because they chose to be poor, so they follow God and sacrifice everything.
第二种是讲说，为了神的缘故贫穷，就是他宁愿付上自己的一切代价来为耶稣基督的。
And the third kind of poor means they don't have too much. They are ordinary Christians. But they accept the situation, be content with what they have.
那第三种呢，就是基督徒，就是说他并没有特别多，但是他对他现有的非常的满足。
Oh, that's the three kind of poor. First, let's talk about the first kind.And when Paul followed Jesus, he gave up everything.
那我们就讲这三种不同的贫穷。那第一种就是当保罗呢跟随耶稣以后呢，他就放弃了一切的东西。
He chose to give up all things to follow Christ.
他选择了放弃一切来跟随耶稣。
Because he want to store up treasure in heaven.
因为他想要在，他想想积攒天啊、财宝在天上。
Also, God chose him. So what he his poverty is for the sake of the gospel.
那神拣选了他，他的贫穷呢是为了福音的缘故。
Of course, that will be eternally blessed. Will be spiritual abundance.
那当然他这样子做当然会是、永恒的被蒙福、被祝福了。
Like Pastor Wen, he followed Christ and gave up、his career, and that's a good example.、
就像我们的、王敏牧师他为了神呢就放弃了他的职业。
And Jesus is the same thing. Jesus, when he is teaching this character,、he also talking about himself.
那也像耶稣一样，当他就是在教导的时候，他也是在讲他自己。
In Matthew chapter 8:20,
在马太福音第八章第二十节。
And later on, Jesus talking about the fox has dens, have dens, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head.
耶稣讲到就是狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝人子却没有枕头的地方。
And he come from heaven and gave up his fortune and come to, into this world, be a poor person and die with nothing.
那他是从天国来的可是他却愿意来到这个地上一无所有的离开一无所有并且一无所有的离开。
So he become poor, so will become rich.
所以他也是一个，他成为了贫穷的，为的是得永恒的福分。
And because of that, that's we will move to the second kind of poverty is as a Christian temporary, we may be poor in the eyes of the world.
那我们讲到第二种呢就是贫穷就是、很多基督徒在世人的眼光看的是贫穷的。
Because we don't pursue、the kingdom of the world, we pursue the kingdom of God.
因为他们呢就是、追求神的国而不是世上的国。
The kingdom of man is the, at the top of the list is power, status, more material thingand the money.
那在世人呢所追求的第一就是、权力然后第二就是他的、地位然后还有包括、他的、资产还有金钱。
The kingdom of God at the top of the list is the service, a love, forgiveness, and being content with what we have.
那对于基督徒来讲呢我们该追求的就是、神、对神的 服侍第二就是、仁爱第三就是、饶恕最后就是我们要满足
And of course and the Holy Spirit gave us love, joy, peace true love, true love, true love, true joy, true peace that money cannot buy
那当然圣灵也给了我们仁爱喜乐和平是真正的仁爱真正的喜乐跟真正的和平是金钱不可买的
And in Timothy Paul is talking about we must run away from the kingdom of man and pursue the kingdom of God become godly
那在提摩太呢他也讲到就是我们必须要就是像逃离一样逃开这个世界上的事情以至于我们可以得到神的国
Pursue godliness
追求真、就是圣洁
With contentment To be content
知足加上就是要有要有那个就是知足加上敬虔的心
Then godliness with contentment is happiness
那知足加上那个，知足加上那个
，sorry，can you repeat？敬虔加上知足就是 大利，
并且这样知足就是大利了。Yes,
it's great fortune.
啊，是一个很很大的一个财富。
To be
知足加上敬虔。
To be content is rich and rich enough.
就是如果我们就是知足的话呢，就是我们已经足够了，已经很很够了。
That's called in this world, we are rich in Christ. That is eternally blessed.
那我们在神的国里，知足的话，我们就是永恒的被蒙福了。
In the kingdom of man, this is, they are, we are poor, the Christians are poor.
那在神的眼，就是在世人眼中呢，基督徒是贫穷的。
But Christians are rich because of Christ, because we are talking about we inherit the kingdom of God now and forevermore.
但在基督徒里面呢，我们是是就是 rich 的，就是是非常富足的，是因为我们有了神的国，而且是永恒的，拥有了神的国。
We can also read one more verse is in Revelation.
那我们也可以再读一下启示录。
Revelation talking about seven different church at the Chapter 2 and 3.
那在第二章第三章讲到了七个不同的教会。
One of the church, they totally commit to God, but they are very, very poor. Not only poor in poverty, and also they are going through a lot of afflictions.
那其中一个教会呢，就是他们是非常贫穷的。不仅仅是贫穷，他们也就是有很多的试探和磨练在这个教会。
Chapter 2, 9.
第九章，第二章第九节。
The church in Smyrna.
就是在士美拿的教会。
And Christ, the Holy Spirit directly addressed to them aboutwhat kind of church is this?
那这圣通过圣灵呢，他们就是知道，就是这是什么样的一个教会。
It will presenting the mind of this church and how God looked at their condition. Okay, Anna, you can read verse 9.
Okay, 你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的。死过又活的说，我知道你们的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自从。
That's okay. That's good now. That's good now.
Okay.
Verse 9 means.
第九节意思
是。The Holy Spirit says, "I know your affliction and your poverty. You're poor. The people in the church, they are poor, poor Christians."
那就是他讲的哦，我知道你们的患难，你们的贫穷，就是那里的教会的人呢，都是非常贫穷。
Not only that, they are going through of a lot of adversity and afflictions.
不仅如此呢，他们还经历了很多就是患难。
Yet you are rich.
但是你们却是富足的。
In God's eye, this.Church follow God, accept the whatever the situation, in life, they know it's temporary, and they look at the kingdom of God is rich inside, rich eternally.
那这个教会虽然经过很多患难、很痛苦，可是呢，在神的眼中呢，他们却是富足的，永而且是永久的、永恒的富足。
Let's look at another church in chapter 3, verse 17.
那我们再看另外一个教会，第三章，第十七节。
Starting from 16 is, okay, 16, 17.
嗯，从十六节开始，你既如温水，也不冷，也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼刺身的。我劝你向。
That's okay. Here talking about another church, the church of Laodicea, 老底家 Laodicea Church.
这个是
It says right here, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, I do not need a thing, but you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. That is very strong word.
那这一讲
continue.
那这一讲到就是神知道，说我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，你如既如温水，我就要把你吐出去。而且他们说到了，你虽然你觉得你是富足，但是你不知道你是困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼的，这些都是非常重的话。
To be Christ-like sometimes, they not only don't think like Christ, don't follow Christ, they follow the world.
那他们有了基督的灵，但是并没有就是顺从基督的灵，而是在追随了世界上的东西。
They pursue the world, the top of the world, the list, at the top of the list is all these things, wealth.
那就是世界上的第一个，就是他们所追求就是富足钱财。
And from the heavenly perspective, from God's eye, you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked. It's the opposite.
那可是呢，在神的眼光当中呢，他们却是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、刺身的。
Because they may.Earn the whole world, but lose their own soul.
因为呢，他们赚得了全世界，却失去了自己的灵魂。
To lose, their soul eternally.
就是永远的失去了，就是自己的灵魂。
And Jesus warned them, "It's out of love, try to save their soul."
那耶稣呢，就是来提醒他们，是从爱出发的，想要拯救他们的灵魂。
So this is the kind of poverty as a Christian. We accept whatever God gave us. We know God going to give us our daily bread.
那对于基督徒呢，我们就是要知足。我们知道神会每天的来供应我们所需要的。
So this, as a Christian, if we have this attitude of Christ, continue to follow God, the kingdom of God is about, not about material things, it's about the character, love, and service. And this the thing we continue to think like this.
那我们作为基督徒呢，这是我们所追求的，就是就是我们不应该追求世界上的东西，我们就是应该知足。我们就是
that's why eternal blessed, because this eventually at the end, we will be with God forever.
那就是说我们，所以说我们为什么说天国是我们的，就是因为就是在永恒来讲，我们就会回到神的国。
And temporary, and God will supply us enough.
那在暂时的这个事项呢，神也会就是突然的来祝福我们。
And in chapter 6, Jesus continued talking about seek first his kingdom. Do not worry about this world.The wealthy need, and all this will be given to you. God will supply you your daily bread and your earthly need. Do not worry.
那就是第六章呢，他也讲到说，就是你们要追求神的国和神的义，其他一切都会加给你。所以神会就是赐给我们每一天所需用的。
To understand this concept, Jesus continued to teach a parable in Luke chapter 12.
那在路加福音呢，耶稣呢又讲了另外一个就是比喻。
In chapter 12, Jesus gave us a parable. It's easy for us to understand why store up treasure in heaven, is something we need to pursue.
那十二章呢？十二章就讲为什么我们为什么要积财宝在天上？十二章，路加十二章。
Jesus remind us, our life on earth is not by accident.
神就是耶稣也提醒我们，我们在世上的那个这个生命呢，不是一个突然的，不是一个就是意外。
There's no such thing as chance or interruption.
在神的国呢，没有一个就是是一个突然，就是一个 accident.
对 ，is everything is intended. Everything is under God's plan.
所有东西都是在神的计划跟掌控当中的。
Chapter 12:5-6 talking about without God's permission.Even a bird cannot fall.
那在第五节、第六节也讲了，就是如果不是神同意的，连一些麻雀都不会死，
掉下来，
不会掉下来。
好，Indeed, even your hair will not fall.
甚至你的头发也不会掉下来。
Without God's permission.
就是除非是神所同意的。
And all your hair already numbered by God.
那你的头发呢都被神所数算。
Now remember, this Jesus teaching, not my teaching or Paul's teaching.
你要知道这个是耶稣基督的教导，不是我的教导，或者也不是保罗的教导。
Oh, we always think, hey, suddenly something happened, you know, this is not fair, you know, how come? And theI have bad luck, right? But no such thing as a Christian.
那有的时候你说，哎呀，我们这个事情发生了，我真是倒霉啊！但是没有这样子的事情，一切都是神所计划的，所安排的。
As a children of God, everything is intended.
对于神的子民来说，所有一切都是神的计划。
So, let's look at this parable. The parable, the rich fool, GodJesus called the rich person is a foolish person. On the contrary,
我们就看一下这个比喻，就是无知财主的比喻。就是这个财主呢，在神的眼光当中呢，是一个无知的，是一个愚拙的。
Okay, Anna, you can read from 13 to 21st.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人，谁立你我做你们断事的官给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田财丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财的，在神面前却不富足，也是这样。
And 22, and Jesus conclude, therefore do not worry about anything about life.
所以就是22节呢，耶稣就总结了，所以我们，他说不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，穿什么。
25, we're talking about,Who of you, by worrying, can add one more minute to your life, one more hour to your life?
他二十五节也说，你们谁能够用历史寿数多加一刻呢？
Therefore, because a man's life, you're talking about to Christian disciple, does not consist in abundance of possession.
那对于我们神国的子民来说呢，我们的生命不在于就是家道丰富。
It depends on the spiritual abundance, and also God will provide all we need on earth.
那在乎的是呢，我们灵里的富足，并且神也会预备一切的东西给我们。
And Jesus.Label this rich man a foolish man. Why? He is very smart in business.
那这个耶稣说这个财主是无知的呢？无知的为什么呢？他在赚钱上面是很有道的。
In the eyes of the world, the worldly standard, he is abundant, rich, and happy.
那在世人眼光呢，这样的财主就是有钱而且是应该很快乐的。
And also, after he becomes successful, he say, "Hey, I'm planning my future. Now I don't have to worry about anything. I just build a bigger barn to store my shepherd's grain."
那他说了，哎呀，我就是已经很有钱了，我就是为我自己预备更多的，所以我要。拆了我这个藏房，要盖一个更大的，然后收藏我一切的财物。
And then take it easy, eat and drink and entertain until I die.
然后我就会说我就对我的灵魂说你有好多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And Jesus said, you fool, because tonight your life will be demanded from you.
那耶稣却说你是一个无知的，今夜呢必要你的灵魂。
And the 21st conclusion is that if you have money, rich in material but not rich in God, then you are poor.
那这个21节呢，就是一个总结，就是反为自己积财的，可是在神的国度里边就是贫穷的呢，这些人是不富足的。
God does not say you don't earn money. God just say you don't pursue money.
神没有说你不去赚钱，神只是说你不要追求这个钱财。
God did not say you don't eat, but you don't pursue eating.
那神也没有说你要不吃不喝，神只是说你不要追求就是想吃好的、喝好的，追求这些东西。
Your mindset is on the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of the world.
那你的思想意念呢，应该是注重在神的国，而不是世界上的国。
If you are a Christian, but you follow the world, then you are foolish.
如果你是个基督徒，可是你却在追求这个世界呢，你就是愚拙的。
Because you rely on this thing,And then you will, you cannot serve God and money. Eventually, the world will, bring you down.
那因为你是愚拙的，因为你不可以又侍奉神又侍奉马门，这个世界会把你撞上。
Will destroy your soul.
会摧毁你的灵魂。
You gain the whole world but lose your own soul.
那你赚得全世界却失去了自己的生命。
It's foolish to become when you are a sheep, but you act like a pig.
那就是说你虽然是神的羊，可是你的表现却是像猪一样。
You rolling over, you like the mud. You keep rolling over the mud.
那你就是好像。
Not natural.
回到那个泥里边打滚一样。
When you become the children of God, that's not natural. You pursue the world.
如果是你是神的子民呢？这对你来说，如果你追求世间呢，就不是正常的。
We have the mind of Christ. Automatically, we will follow Christ as a sheep follow the shepherd.
那我们有了基督的灵呢，我们就会自动的就像羊跟随牧人一样来跟随耶稣基督。
That's why Jesus said this is foolish.
所以耶稣说这是无知的。
Another reason he's talking about why he's foolish is because tonight your life is over. You don't even know.
那第二，他说你为什么无知，是因为今天晚上呢，你就要没命了，可是你自己却不知道。
You cannot take it with you.
你不可以把你身上所有就是带走。
And what Jesus is saying is that you never know. Today may be the last day of your life. Why you still focus on the temporary thing, not follow me?
那耶稣的意思就是说，你不知道你的生命哪一天就会没了，你为什么还要坚持的追求世界上这些东西呢？
Today may be the last day of your life. Not only talking to the foolish, person, the foolish witch.We must remind ourselves today may be the last day of your life.
今天可能就是你生命的最后一天啊！不仅仅就是对这个无知的财主讲，我们要常常对我们自己讲，今天也许就是我们生命的最后一天。
And everything must stop when Jesus comes. Everything will be halt. Your big project will stop.
那我就是当耶稣来的时候，所有东西都要被停下，你手上的活什么的，一切的东西都要被停下。
You don't need to look for a job.
你也不要去找工作了。
You want to marry this girl? Now it's too late. This has come.
你想跟这个女孩结婚这也太晚了，因为耶稣已经来了。
And you want to expand your company, it's too late. Jesus come, everything halt.
你想就是扩建你的公司，太迟了，耶稣已经来了。
The movie is over.
这个电影结束了。
And the curtains come down.
这个幕序也挂下来了。
And this is the end.But it's the beginning of the new kingdom.
这就是世界的末了，但却是神国的开始。
Then you know why you're rich, because the kingdom of God is with you now. You can inherit the kingdom, all the riches of the kingdom. That's why you're eternally blessed.
到时候你就知道你是富足的，因为所有一切天国的都是属于你的。
So that's why we go to Luke, the chapter 12, verse 32, and I can read it.
因为路加福音十二章二十三节，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等贵重。
31 Yeah, go on to read 31.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？你想百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在火炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们不要求吃什么喝什么，也不要挂心，这都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的，你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
32.
你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
Here, Jesus concludes, be smart. Sell your possession. It means don't pursue. Be content with what you have. And seek first his kingdom. If you have... If you have money as a Christian, you share, you sell. Actually, you will try to store up treasure in heaven.
那这个这里呢，耶稣就是总结了，就是你要乐意的把国分享出去，你要变卖周济穷人，你要为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，就是你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
That's why don't focus on the treasure of this world. Focus on the treasure of heaven. Invest in heaven. Invest in heaven, not in this world.
所以就是我们不要注重世界上的财宝，而是天上的财宝。我们要投资在天国，而不是投资在这个世界上。
And you say, hey, I'll think about that. No, that's not an option. This is almost like a command.
那你说，哦，我考虑考虑，但是这个不是一个可以选择的，而是一个必须的，这是甚至就是像一个诫命一样。
Because today may be the last day of your life, you have to face God, you have to face Christ.
因为今天可能是你人生的最后一天，你要面对神，你要面对耶稣。
That's a judgment. This is not for fun. You have to be responsible. Whatever you do, you must tell God according to what you have done on earth. Your will that will be rewards for you.
那这就是一个就是审判的日子。你不管你在世上做了什么东西，你都要坦白的跟神说你做了什么。
That's why in Luke chapter 12, Jesus have a warning that is from 35 to 40. We're going to read only verse 40. Okay, 37 and 40. You can read it. 37.
Okay. 主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，尽情伺候他们。或在二更天，或是在三更天，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必惊醒，不容贼挖透墙屋、房屋。这是你们所知道的。你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
See, that is a command from Jesus. You must be ready.
那这就是神的一个诫命，就是你必须要警醒。
Because I will come at an hour that you do not expect me.
因为呢，人子要在你们想不到的时候，他就来。
So,When we're talking about this, we understand why Jesus in the Sermons on the Mount talking about eternally blessed are the poor, for there is the kingdom of God.
那通过这些教导呢，你就会知道，就是刚才天国八福里讲的，就是贫穷、虚心的人有福了。虚心在那个原文是贫穷，贫穷人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Oh, that is for most Christians, the disciple of Christ. We must have the mindset of Christ, and the Christ teaching we must remember, so we will be alert. We will follow Christ, be a wise person, be a wise Christian.
那作为神的子民呢，我们就是要有这个意思，就是我们要跟随耶稣，跟随基督，不要追求世界上的这些东西。
Now, first kind is like Paul, like all the disciples, apostles, or like Pastor Wang, they follow Jesus deliberately to respond to God's call and become poor in the eye of the world, and they choose to be poor. That's the first kind of poor.
那这就是我刚刚说的第一种人，就是为了神国的原因，就像保罗，就是像王炳牧师一样，选择就是放下自己的一切来跟随神，在世人眼中看似贫穷的。
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Pastor Wang is poor.
不要误会，我不是说王明牧师很贫穷。
Is poor in the eyes of the world, he could have done better as a PhD or to pursue the world.
只是在世人眼光看的像是贫穷的，因为他有就是博士学位，他可能有会可以有更好的选择，更好的职业，在世人眼中。
Yeah, this is the second kind of poor is like we just talk about. As a Christian, we must be rich in faith. Like James talking about in James, we must be rich in faith and but pursue the kingdom of God and not money.
那第二种就是我们要知足，就是就是我们要追求神的国，而不是世界上的这些东西。
Rich in faith is important. Rich in faith.
就是我们要在信心上就是要富足。
And also the Holy Spirit will give us love, joy, peace when we are rich in faith.
圣灵也会给我们仁爱、喜乐、和平。当我们在信心上是富足的时候。
Which material and possession cannot give it to you?
那就是你的钱财，这些东西是不能买来的。
Now we're talking about to be content is rich and to pursue God's kingdom is rich. And because we must be ready. Now that's what we just talked about.
那我们刚刚就是也讲了，就是我们要知足，我们要就是追求神的国，这些都是富足的，那就是在神国里眼里富足的一种表现。
Now the last kind of poverty is actually really poor people.And in possession, they are really poor. Not only Christians, and non-Christians too.
那最后还有讲的一个就是真正的贫穷，就是不管是在属灵上，或者是在物质上，都是贫穷的。不仅仅是我们基督徒，也包括世上的人。
We'll look at the some Bible. Let's go to the Psalm 109.
那我们翻到诗篇109篇。
And verse 31.
第三十一节。
And I can read it.
因为他必站在惩罚人的右边，要救他脱离审判他灵魂的人。
One of the teaching in the Old Testament, and Jesus continued to teach, is that you must take care of the poor. The reason why God is with the poor.
那就是在旧约，也在新约。就是耶稣的教导也讲了，就是我们一定要照顾那些贫穷的人，因为呢，这里讲到就是神是站在贫穷人的右边，要救他脱离审判他灵魂的人。
To be religious is take care of the poor people first, to do good to the poor first.
那就是我们要先照顾贫穷的，要对，看顾他们的需要。
He is talk about he stand at the right hand of the poor people.
会讲到他站在贫穷人的右边。
And God will save them, but through other people to help him.
那神会借着身边的人呢来救他，救这些贫穷的人，帮助这些穷乏的人。
And God is with the poor, and also in Psalm 40.
那在诗篇四十章的也有，七十
，seventy，forty，forty，
诗篇四十章，四十篇
，seventeen，
十七节。
And David, that is a prayer, prayer from David.
这是大卫的一个祷告。
Yeah, at that time.He was still pursued by Saul, and he's still living in the cave in the desert.
那当时他是被保罗追杀，所以呢，他是住在就是洞里的。
He did not even know God is really with him because, he loses direction. That's why he prayed a lot.
他甚至就感觉不到神是不是在与他同在，所以他这样子的呼求来祷告。
And it says here, I'm poor and needy. May the Lord think of me, be my help and my to deliver me.
所以他就讲了，但我是困苦穷乏的，主人顾念我。
This is not only poor in spirit too, but totally poor.
这不仅仅就是属灵上的穷乏，而是就是真正的贫穷。
And we also look at Proverbs 19:17.
我们也翻到就是，箴言 chapter 19:17.
And
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必偿还。
Yes, God is.Right with the poor, stand at the right hand of the poor. When you give the poor a little bit, some money to share, to do good, you're kind to the poor. Means you lend it to the Lord.
对，这里就是讲到说，就是你，当你就是帮助贫穷的，怜悯贫穷的，你就像借给耶和华一样。
And God will reward you. God will pay you back because God is with the poor.
那因为神与贫穷的同在，所以呢，你的善行呢，耶和华必偿还。
And on the Old Testament, New Testament, the poor are not an accident. It's to for us to show mercy. Not only that, the poor is close to God.
那在新约、旧约都是在讲，就是贫穷的。是让我们不是一个不是一个突然，是神的计划当中的，就是让我们有机会来帮助这些人，而且神也同样的与这些贫穷的人同在。
And we read one more, Psalm 34.
我们再读一个诗篇34:34。
17, 18, and 19.
17, 18, 19. 一人呼求耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切的患难。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切，又保全他一生的骨头，连一根也不折断。
Okay, good.The simple teaching here is that the Lord, God is close to the brokenhearted. God is close to the crushed in spirit. I mean, you think, hey, God abandoned them. No, on the contrary, God is close to the poor, close to the broken people.
那这里他就是讲到就是耶和华靠近伤心的人，靠近那些灵性痛悔的人，就是灵魂破碎的人。你可能会觉得哦，这些人就是神被神离弃，但反倒不是，神是最靠近这些人的。
So poor people actually, you think they don't have anything, but they have God. That's why they're eternally blessed.
那你觉得哦，贫穷的人什么都没有，但是你知道吗？他们有神，他们是与神非常亲近的。
And they have no time to pursue the luxury of the world. They have only the advantages. They are poor. They have to have faith and rely on God. They have to ask God for help. That's why they're closer to God too.
那他们没有这个就是追求世界上的这种机会，所以呢，他们只能是紧紧的呼求神，倚靠神啊！正是因为这样子，所以他们跟神是非常亲近的。
So that's why Jesus said, "Congratulations, you are poor. Congratulations, you are not very smart. Congratulations, you have to work hard. the reason why is because you are close to God.
所以耶稣才
you put your trust in God.
所以耶稣就是讲了，哦，恭喜你，你是贫穷的，恭喜你，你是软弱，是愚拙的，哦，正是因为这样子，你才是在追求呼求神，所以神与他们亲近，他们同在。
Because the straight A student, they don't really need God, because God gave them a mind already so smart. They depend on themselves. They forgot God.
那就是对于就是门门课都是 A 的学生来讲呢，可能神已经给了他们很好的就是头脑，可能他们就不那么依靠神，他们就依靠自己的力量就好了，就可以得到很好的成绩。
They're far away from God. That's a matter.
所以其实呢，他们是离神非常远的。
They don't need God actually.
他们根本就不需要神。
Like the rich fool.
就像那个
Christ called this a foolish rich person. They don't need God.
就像那个无知的财主，神就是说，耶稣就说他是一个无知的、愚拙的，他不需要神。
In God's kingdom, that's a curse.
在神的国里的，这其实是一个咒诅。
So we can see, you know, that's a free kind of poor. And the poor, no matter what kind you are at, you are eternally blessed. Congratulations. You are eternally blessed.
那这是三种不同的贫穷。不管你是哪一种，就是恭喜你，你在神国里是有福的。
And that is, and we read one more example. We're going to see the Matthew 2.
那我们再读一个，读马太福音。
Okay, let me see which one is that, the 马太福音。It's just another.Example of the Jesus teaching is John. Actually, it's a John chapter. Yeah, it's John chapter 11.
不好意思，是翻到约翰福音十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 14.
有一个患病的人名叫拿撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦擦脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟，她姐妹两人就打发人。是这个吗？
不是这个，对不起。
是那个死的拉撒路是吗？
Luke 16 is my fault. Because both are Lazarus.
Lazarus, yeah. 是路加福音。路加福音16。
Yeah, and it's very smart. Yeah. It doesn't follow, you know, what we are teaching, preaching right now. Luke 16:19.
路加福音16:19
19 The rich man and Lazarus.
Okay. 财主跟拉撒路，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了并且埋葬了，他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的看见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来用指头沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊鉴定，以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。 财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。他说，我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Amen. This parable is very simple. An extremely poor person who's a beggar is called LazarusAnd he begged, basically he is sitting outside the gate of the rich man. And in his early life, he is extremely poor.
那这个比喻是非常简单，就是讲到这个讨饭的拉撒路就是非常贫穷，他呢就是在财主门口呢，就是吃一些他们所掉下来的东西，就是乞求，就是非在世上的日子是非常痛苦的。
After he died, that's a reverse of fortune.
那他死了以后呢，就是正好相反了。
The rich man is in hell and asking him.For water.
那这个有钱的人就在地狱里，他在天国，他就是叫他给他水。
Lazarus is with Abraham. It means he is with in the kingdom. He is in the high position.
那这个拉撒路确实跟亚伯拉罕同在，也就是说呢，他是在一个在天国的很高的位置上。
Now the rich man is in agony. Is in hell. He asks.For the help of Lazarus, but somehow Abraham said, "No, he cannot help you."
那就是这个财主就是求这个拉撒路来帮助他，给他一些水，但是亚伯拉罕就说不可以，没有不能这样做。
Now Jesus used this extreme example is to teach one very important teaching in the Bible is that will be a reverse of fortune. 相反。
那这个就是耶稣基督的教导，就讲到说，就是以后会有一个相反的一个命运在天国里。
In the kingdom of God, a lot of people you see are the poor people in the eye of this world.
那你在天国里，你会发现很多的人呢，都是在这个世人眼光非常贫穷的人。
In hell, there is a lot of kingdom of men. The richest one is down there in hell because they just focus on the temporary thing.
那在地狱呢，反倒是这些世人眼中看为非常有钱的人。因为他们只是在寻求世界上的东西。
Yeah, they have entertained themselves to death. Now, it's time to in God's eye. Now you don't accept Jesus. You must bear the consequence.
那他们在世上呢，就是享乐至死呢，然后到死的时候呢，就是你必神说你必须要接受你所该受的。
So I want the brothers and sisters, this is just one extreme example. Jesus wants to teach a clear message is to you must be ready, focus on heavenly thing on earth, then you will be eternally blessed.
那这就是神的一个教导，就是说我们要追求神的国，我们才会被永，就是永得到神天上的富足。
But I don't want you to worry that the Christian will become beggars.
那我也不想让你就是担心作为基督徒你会成为像那个流浪汉一样。
Because Jesus promised, actually, the other teaching of promise that he will supply you daily with your daily bread. God will give you enough for your earthly need. You don't need to worry.
那就是耶稣也教导了我们不需要担心神会供给我们日用的饮食。
This example is extreme because that's how Jesus teach the opposite. It's not most theologians say this is not an actual case. Jesus just create a story to show the truth of God.
那很多就是圣经学者呢就觉得说这个可能不是一个真的情况，而是耶稣呢就是讲了一个这样子非常极端的一个故事来告诉我们，请我们不要追求世界上的事情。
In most cases, God don't want us to worry, and you just continue to seek first His kingdom. All this will be given to you.
那神就是让我们不要就是担心担忧世界上的事情，神会供应我们日用的饮食，先求他的。
Even when you are poor at certain point in your life, God still will supply you.Will release you, will deliver you, to be better. Don't let you worry.
那说，在你人生的过程中，也许有一段时间你是非常贫穷，但是不要担心，神一定会就是供应给你你所需要的。
So today we learn, how to think like Jesus, to free kind of poor. All of them are good.
But
when you pursue the kingdom of the world, then that is bad. That is not the eternally blessed.
那我们今天就学到了，就是怎么样与神的基督的心来想这个事情，就是讲到三个不同情况的贫穷，以至于就是我们要追求神的国，让我们成为在神国中富足的人。
There are eight characters there. Jesus not only teach it, he live like this, just live like this.
那这个天国八福讲到八种不同的就是品格，不仅仅只是他在讲来教导，而是他自己就是这样子的人。
He not only talk about that, he set the example for us to follow in his life.
他就是自己作为一个就是标准来带领我们，让我们知道怎么来学习。
And today we learn the first one. When we have other opportunity, we'll continue to learn the second character, the third and fourth, until we finish the eighth character as a Christian. How to think like Jesus.
那我们今天呢，就是学到第一个，就是虚心的人有福，也就是贫穷的人有福了。之后呢，我们如果有机会，我们还会讲其他的七个。那我们以耶稣的心思意念为来用耶稣基督心思意来思想。
And the first reward, remember, eternal, we can read this verse 3. Eternally blessed and happiness are the poor and the poor in spirit. The reward is, for there is the kingdom of heaven right now and for eternity.
那这里我们可以就是这样讲，这样子来念，就是说我们，永恒的被祝福的人，就是我们虚心的人是有福的，是永恒的被祝福的。我们天国是现在就是属于了我们了。
And we will see it when there's a reverse of fortune. But for now, spiritually, we still are eternally blessed.
那我们可能就是天国的命运也许会是相反，但是呢我们要知道我们现在我们是有福，就是说我们是永恒的被祝福的。
好， Today we just must stop because of the time, so we'll give the brother and sister some time to share about anything including this sermon.
Okay.
I'll leave the time to brother and sisterAnyone want to share anything, and they can do so now.
那我们因为时间缘故呢，我们就停在这里。如果有任何人就是想分享，就是回应这个今天的讲道，我们现在可以来回应。